You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Leslie DeMont. AI now allows us to build and communicate with digital avatars of the dead. These so-called dead bots, ghost bots, post-mortem avatars, or grief bots may provide comfort to some, including those doing legacy planning, but they raise difficult ethical questions. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. Who is building these dead bots? In March, SenseTime Group founder Tang Shaohu used AI to deliver live speech 4 months after his death. Korean firm Deep Brain AI's RE memory service lets our dead departed parents live in the cloud and talk to relatives. It cites the film Coco: when there is no one left in the living world who remembers you, you disappear from this world. MIT Media Lab's Augmented Eternity project focuses on creating digital avatars for dead souls, scientists, etc. Hereafter AI, MyHeritage, Superbrain, Storyfile, Silicon Intelligence, Aeternium and Somnium Space also provide such services. Isn't all this a bit morbid? Not necessarily. We use photo albums to preserve memories of dead friends, and family dead bots could provide comfort. Besides, some religions assure the living of a reunion after death. Avatars can maintain family histories, enhance historical education, and aid legacy planning. There are endless possibilities. Students interacting with an Einstein avatar about relativity, a grandmother's avatar sharing recipes, a renowned surgeon's ghost bot guiding medical students, a lifelike avatar of a dead pop singer performing at virtual concerts, a child seeking advice from a late parent's avatar for comfort and guidance. How much do avatars cost, and how big is the market? The global chatbot market is forecast to grow to $15.5 billion by 2028 from $5.4 billion in 2023, says Markets and Markets. A voice avatar could cost $500 to $15,000. But sophisticated ones could cost much more. China-based Superbrain's founder, Zhang Zewei, told Forbes that customized grief bots can cost between 50,000 and 100,000 yuan, $6,860 to $13,710. Can AI truly capture a deceased's essence? Chatbots now use GenAI models, including large language models that train on text, photos, audio, video recordings, and other data. Hereafter, AI uses recorded interviews to create interactive avatars that reflect the person's mannerisms and speech patterns. Aeternium taps social media posts, emails, and wearable data to simulate personality traits. However, ghost bots cannot fully replicate a dead person's essence, personality, knowledge and mannerisms, their ability to learn, grow and make nuanced decisions. So, what's there not to like about AI avatars? Dead bots, especially those built without consent, raise serious ethical concerns. Think about the distress caused to Robin Williams's daughter Zelda by online deepfake videos of her late father. Ethicists from Cambridge's Leverhulme Center for the Future of Intelligence caution that even those who take initial comfort from a dead bot may eventually get drained by daily interactions. Companies could use them to stalk the living with spams. They could be exploited for personal gain, impacting inheritance. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.